Madam President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant of Arms be instructed to bring in absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Today's chaplain is our Senate chaplain, Reverend Phil Shaw, from Rochester, Minnesota. And please remain standing after the prayer for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Just let me say it's a privilege and an honor to stand here before you and to ask you to join together and pray for our great state of Minnesota. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're coming to you in this to need and seek help from you. We want you to lead us and to guide this great state of Minnesota, whose destiny you've placed within our hands. And so we're asking you to help us with your divine guidance for every legislator that's here tonight. Because they desire your wisdom in the decisions that they face. And you promised that if we seek, we will find. So God, thank you for hearing our prayer. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Hand, Harrington, Hayden, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Jungbauer, Keelash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Sinjum, Sharon, Sieben, Scoy, Spark, Stump, Thompson, Thomas, Sony Torres, Ray Vandeveer, Uyghur, Wolf.
A quorum is present. Moving to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note of the communication printed on page one. Moving to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House files number 300, 1770, 1515, and 1585. Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
There's no Senate action necessary on that message. Moving to the fourth order of business, the first reading of House bills. There are four that are printed on page one and two of today's Senate agenda. First reading. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committee, Senator Senjum.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
To that motion, Senator Bach.
Thank you, Madam President.
Madam Chair, may we have order?
Members, we're having a difficult time hearing. Please keep your conversations down while we make these motions. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I would like to Senate Rule 21, Senate File 1689.
Senator Bach has invoked Rule 21 on page 17, if anyone is interested of the rules, and that Senate File 1689 will be referred to rules without debate. Senator Senjum renews his motion with the exception of Senate File 1689 that the reports of the committees be adopted. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Senjum.
Madam President, I move that the reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, the second reading of Senate bills, we will give all of the Senate files printed on page four, with the exception of 1689, its second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's Senate bill introductions. There are several changes. On page 6, Senate file 1872 will be referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. On page 7, Senate file 1879 will be referred to Judiciary and Public Safety. On page 8, Senate file 1888 will be referred to Commerce and Consumer Protection. First reading. Under the ninth order of business, there are 21 author's motions printed on pages 4 and 5. They will be adopted as one motion. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. That motion does prevail. Senator Gimsey.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 1147 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Transportation.
To that motion, Senator Gimsey.
Madam President, the reason we want to bring this bill back to committee is that there are some changes that we need to make before it proceeds back to finance and to the Senate floor.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interests. We have several excuses for this evening. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from the entire session: Senators Benson, Senator Sparks, Senator Sharon, Senator Cruz, and Senator Magnus. Further announcements of Senate interest, Senator Senjum.
Madam President, as we adjourn, senators should line up at the front door to proceed to the House chambers. That being said, and our business being done, Madam Chair, I would move that we adjourn until February 16th at 10 a.m. Thursday, February 16th, 10 a.m. Pardon me, Madam Chair, 11 a.m. I'm sorry. 11 a.m.
Senator Senjum moves that we adjourn until Thursday, February 16th at 11 a.m. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.